Thanks for calling Classy Video Membership. This is Ann. How can I help you?
Yes, I just had gotten recently an email about my membership coming up, and I would like to cancel it as long as I would still be available on that account to get all the classes I purchased.
I'll be happy to check on your account for you. Could you give me your email address?
DMS1247@gmail.com.
Thank you. One moment. Kindly verify your name and address for me.
Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E Smith, at 148 Silo Road in Bristol, Connecticut.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. I do have your account up, and this is an expired account, an expired premium account. So you don't have an active account at this time under that email address.
Email I got, it says that my account ends on March 20th.
Do you have another email address?
I do, but this was my original account. Are there paid classes on that account with that email?
Yes, mm-hmm. There would be. Anything you purchase would be under this email, but it's not a premium account. It's an expired account. So
when did it expire?
It expired with Blueprint, actually, in September of last year.
Okay. I mean, then why am I getting an email saying that it ends on March 20th? And actually, I had that on my calendar that when I originally subscribed, I had March 20th as my ending date.
Well, what it shows when I pull up your order history is March 20th, 2018. You paid for a membership, and that would have been a one-year membership, but that you haven't had a membership since then. So
I had two gift memberships given to me by my husband.
Do you have another email address, maybe?
I do.
But you want it?
That was something that I should have another account on that because I did it when I got emails saying that you could get a year for $2.95 or something. You can check it. It's DMS1247@comcast.net.
Thanks. One moment. And that is shown as an active premium membership that expires November 4th, 2021, under that email address.
Okay. But I'm concerned that on March 20th, I'm going to get charged $120 to renew from the other email address. I mean, why would I be getting this email telling me they're going to do that if the account was not?
That's an expired account, and it expired September 2nd, 2020. There's nothing else in the system. I can't tell you why you got that email. Maybe it was in error, because I do see that in March of 2018 was the last time that you paid for this account.
And it doesn't show the two gift memberships that I got from my husband?
No, ma'am, I don't see them.
Okay. Well, I'm only going to have a problem if I'm charged $120 on March 20th.
Well, hopefully you will not be, but if you are, all you need to do is take a copy of the charge, you know, from the bank and send it in to us via email. Oh, I can give you our email address. It'll go to our program director and they'll research it for you, but I can't tell you.
If I get charged, can I just recall this number that I'm talking to you on now?
You certainly can. I don't believe they'll be able to see anything because, as I say, the account is canceled.
Okay.
But,
what is the email address?
The email address is craftsy at program-director.
Program director?
Yep. Program and then a hyphen director.
And then okay.
.net.
Okay. And I'm assuming that I still, even though it's saying this account is expired, that I can still get all the classes that I pay for.
Absolutely.
And I find it, if it's expired, I've been watching classes on that account at no charge, which is why I assumed it was still a premium account.
Well, you have an active premium account under your Comcast.
I know, but I think I was going through, I'll have to try it again. I thought I was going through the old account, but I hadn't even started using the new account that my old account was what was saved into my computer. So I will have to check that, and I will be looking to see if I get charged on the 20th of March.
All righty. I will make a note in your account that you called with regard to this today so that they'll be able to see that if there is a charge and you do have to call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. You have a good day. Thanks for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Bye.